Stock, this is trading on Diana Faircloth. It's FAIRCLOTH. Faircloth, CLOTH. Diana, DIANA. Diana Faircloth, FAIRCLOTH. F as in Frank, Faircloth. Date of birth is 9/17/1949. Date of visit 4/5/22. This is a consultation from Complete Health Clinic. Please make a copy for the primary physician at Complete Health Clinic. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD and squamous cell lung cancer. Next, paragraph, history present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who was recently diagnosed to have a squamous cell cancer of the right lung following a CT-guided needle biopsy. Underwent a right lower lobectomy in February 2022. The patient had an extended stay in the hospital, and she had a right lower lobectomy with mediastinal dissection.
Yeah, I went to swallow study.
That's the swallow study. That's the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, don't go ahead. Show you that.
She's older, girl?
I don't know how old she is. She's pretty, yeah?
No, it's ordinary. Yeah, she's probably older than Kenny, probably. What does she do, psychiatry?
No, she's a chartered accountant.
I don't know. Kenny may not go for that.
No. So what do I tell Mary?
I don't know. Ask Kenny. You never know. He might certainly want to go and meet her. Continuing the dictation. The patient had positive lymph nodes with metastatic squamous cell carcinoma to the mediastinal nodes. She was then referred to oncology and will be scheduled to see the oncologist later this month period. She complains of shortness of breath with activity, but denies any chest pains, and her O2 sats are 98% on room air. The most recent chest X-ray was on 2/28/22. It showed diffuse patchy interstitial opacities and the right basilar subsegmental infiltrate. She also had a CT chest on 2/16/22, which showed changes of right thoracotomy with atelectasis. and right hydropneumothorax. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of COPD and history of appendectomy, as well as right knee arthroscopy and history of tubal ligation and a hysterectomy, as well as sinus surgery. And she has had fracture of the lumbar spine at L2 and 3. And had a concussion in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years till January of 22. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, the family history, mother died of congestive heart failure, father died of suicide. Next paragraph, review of systems, the patient has some fatigue and has lost weight. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency. She has asthma and shortness of breath. And then has any abdominal pains or diarrhea. She has some chest soreness at site of surgery and no leg swelling. She denies depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medalist included amiodarone, 200 milligrams daily, and albuterol in Halo-PRN, Cardizem 30 milligrams QID, and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 160 over 70. Pulse is 64. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 136. Saturation 98. HENT had nomocephalic pupils reactive, sclera with clear, throat was mildly injected. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no bruise or thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements, diminished breath sounds over the right lower chest with few crackles at the right base. Heart, the heart sounds regular, sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, normal reflexes, never no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Squamous cell carcinoma, right lower lung, status post, right lower lobectomy. And number two is COPD with emphysema. Number three is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number four is right hydropneumothorax. And number five is metastatic CA2 lymph nodes. I'm sorry. CA2 to mediastinal lymph nodes. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also get a CT chest without contrast. She was placed on Brez tree, B-R-E-Z tree, T-R-I, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, and a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID, PRN. She will see the oncologist next week, and a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Stock, this is a copy of this for complete health information.